Let's move then to the agenda paper 8 on next steps and other business. Now I pass on to Mariela.
Thank you, Amaro. We thought of sharing with you a few notes on what are we thinking the next steps will be for this project. And after this meeting, we will continue discussing the main aspects of the model with the board. It will give the board members an opportunity also to formalize their preliminary views on the main aspects of the model, such as the scope, the rights and obligations, recognition, measurement, etc. And as part of these discussions, we will incorporate as much as possible the feedback that we have gathered from you today in all of those areas. We will also be analyzing other items, such as interactions between the model and other standards, such as IFRIC 12, and we will be also analyzing any differences or any similarities between the model once developed and topic 980. And as part of these discussions, we will also need to talk to the board about whether we should go first through a DP, a discussion paper, or whether we should go directly to an exposure draft. And yes.
I'm interested about that. Do we really need again after 10 years to go for discussion paper? Or we can do one would have thought we have enough information to go for DP, assuming that we decide to continue with the project. Mm-hmm.
This is the question we are asking ourselves. We haven't made a decision yet about the document itself, but we are asking ourselves what is the best way to go ahead with the project. There are benefits of going to a DP, a discussion paper. The benefit could be to really, if we are not eventually totally convinced with the outcome, to explore more and have the opportunity to hear eventually new aspects. If we are totally convinced that we can go straight to the exposure draft. But at this stage, I think what Marielle is saying, that at this very moment, we have not a clear decision on DP or AD. We are going through the whole process of discussing the points that she mentioned, and the meeting today really will help us in streamline the discussion about the scope, as we started the date, very the key aspect of the project, and then going through all the other components of the project. There is a clear link with the conceptual framework, and we need to be very comfortable with the new conceptual framework as well. So it's not really this question we are going to ask ourselves at the moment ahead. Who's but convinced? It's a very fair question.
Who's convinced? Yeah. I mean, my concern with the DP is that you end up reprising a debate that was had 10 years ago, and the sense, you know, because it's taking so long, you're just getting different groups of people who are coming to it for the first time, and you land up on a treadmill. I mean, I think there's so much information now that's been shared, and yeah, like I said, I'd like to stand there before I retire. So
yeah,
the DP, there's no chance.
Mary, just adding to Amaro's comments, let me assume that the objective of everybody involved in this discussion is to get from here to here, assuming that here is the final standard, as soon as possible. And, you know, I think one of the things we have to think about is which route achieves that. An ED does if the feedback on the ED does not cause rewinding of any of the decisions, because to get to an ED, you have to get to a point where you say, we don't need to do anything further. We have all the consequences, including consequential amendments, have thought through the interactions with all the other standards, and you have to have done the deliberations and drafting and balloting to get to that document. And if you, and it takes extra time to develop everything to get to that all singing, all dancing version. Mm-hmm. And if you then find that there's a real gap between the information on which you're basing your conclusions and the views that you get in, to then backtrack and, in essence, write off the time you've spent with all those refinements can slow down the ultimate outcome more than, you know, going with the extra, here are the outlines of the model, here are the things that we know we will have to fit, you know, like the interaction with IFRIC 12 and the scope once you really, you know, finalize the scope. I'm not arguing for a DP in that, but those are the risks that we have to balance. And you know, it probably takes another 6 months to get to an ED from a DP, you know, once you finish the package of decisions that makes a DP, because of all the, not just here are the types of things we think should be covered in disclosure, but here's the objective, here are the requirements, you know, here are the further considerations. It's a bigger build out. And the question is, how much risk do you think there is in investing and getting all the way to the all singing, all dancing versus checking? And that's the question for me.
Well, I think the other aspect is that the audience of the standard is not just the people who are going to apply the standard directly, but it's also it's the national standard setters, it's the accounting community more generally. Mm-hmm. And I think quite an important part of this project will be getting them, at least to some extent, comfortable with where we're going.
Sure.
And not just thinking it's some sort of special pleading that they don't understand and and thinking it's sort of in total isolation from the rest of accounting. So it's also a question of what's the best way of achieving that as well.
Okay. Mariella?
Well, I think like you have already summarized everything I wanted to say. Maybe in terms of timing, just to remind, I think also Amaro mentioned it, that this project is pretty much linked to the development of the conceptual framework. And basically the new conceptual framework will be issued in Q1 2018. This was something that Jane was mentioning before at the very start of the day. And whatever we decide, a discussion paper or an exposure draft will be subsequently published after the conceptual framework document. And how much longer after that conceptual framework will depend on whether we do a discussion paper or whether we do an exposure draft.
I thought I saw H1 2018 for that. Is it not somewhere?
I think that's on our website.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask in terms of the thoughts around the need for any further meeting with this group and therefore timescales of any further meetings to the extent they're contemplated.
That's a very good question. Part of the answer to that was what we think about after the end of today, and it has been a hugely valuable day. I'm sure Amaro will pick up on some of this in his closing remarks. From a personal point of view, whether we go to an exposure draft or a discussion paper, I would really like this group to be involved in the process. Ideally with at least one more meeting before the next consultation document goes out. But also, as we mentioned this morning, getting your feedback, if you've got any additional inputs that you would like to forward to us offline outside of this meeting, and if you're willing, if we've got particular questions where we're looking to gather further information, if you're willing to participate that way. But very hard to say immediately, Phil, but I think, you know, my personal view is if people are willing, that we would definitely get together as a group before the next consultation document, whatever that is.
Okay. Thanks, Phil. Anything else? Any comment on next steps?